Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, Packers versus Vikings will go right to the trenches. One of the big matchups at the line of scrimmage at the Metrodome was Packers rookie left tackle David Bakhtiari against Vikings all-pro defensive end Jared Allen. When it was all said and done, the press box statistics did not credit Allen with a sack or even a tackle. Now, Bakhtiari and the Packers had to be prepared to handle Allen in three different ways. Let's take a look at each one. The first thing Bakhtiari has to handle is Jared Allen's wide-angle pass rush. Here's Allen way out here on the edge, and here's Bakhtiari at left tackle. The tight end is running a pass route, so Bakhtiari's on his own. This is 3rd and 6 in Minnesota territory on the opening drive of the game. As Allen makes his rush to the outside, Bakhtiari needs to drop step and get in his way. Takes him out of the play, and Rodgers is able to scramble for the first down to keep the touchdown drive alive. Just 3 snaps later, another look at the wide angle rush from Allen. Here's Bakhtiari again. The thing to watch is Bakhtiari's left foot, his outside foot. Watch how quickly he gets into position to handle that wide angle rush, and that sets up the pocket for Aaron Rodgers to fire a touchdown pass to Jordy Nelson, and the Packers have tied the game. So far, so good with that wide angle pass rush. How about the run game? This is the first snap of the Packers' very next series. It will be a draw play to Eddie Lacy. Here's the matchup, Bakhtiari and Allen. Initially, it will look like pass rush because of the draw, but watch how Bakhtiari finishes this play and takes Allen to the ground against the run. That's the kind of effort that can pay off in the long run. Lacy got 7 yards on that play. Here's one where he gets 9 in the third quarter. Lacy will take the handoff, running to his left. Here's the matchup, Bakhtiari against Jared Allen. Bakhtiari seals him to open up a huge hole with the Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway overplaying to the middle. Now, not a lot of effort from Jared Allen on that one. I think he's already getting a little tired of this other number 69. 2 areas down, 1 to go, and that's Allen's inside charge on the pass rush, which can involve a stunt with one of his fellow defensive linemen. We're back to the Packers' opening possession of the game. Notice how Allen is not lined up nearly as far outside Bakhtiari. That's because this time he's going to charge to the inside while the defensive tackle runs a stunt and loops around. Now the Packers pick this up perfectly as Josh Sitton takes care of Allen, Bakhtiari takes care of the stunt, and Rodgers scoots out of the pocket and is able to find Jarrett Boykin for a big gain across midfield. Back to the third quarter, and one more look at that inside move, and this time you'll see Allen's frustration start to get the best of him. Here he is, he'll make the inside charge. This time Bakhtiari will stick with him, and you'll see maybe gets away with a little bit of a hold there. Now, watch on the ground. Keep an eye on Jared Allen. Don't watch Aaron Rodgers on the scramble. Allen's a little upset at the official, doesn't get the call. Now he shows his frustration and shoves number 69 into the end zone. I think the All-Pro is a little upset. In a noisy dome on the road against an All-Pro, David Bakhtiari allowed no sacks and no tackles for Minnesota's Jared Allen. Now, this wasn't Bakhtiari's first road test away from Lambeau Field. He also went up against Cincinnati's Michael Johnson and Baltimore's Terrell Suggs away from home, dealing with the crowd noise and all those other elements. Bakhtiari keeps getting better with each new test, and this might have been his best performance. Bakhtiari said last week before the trip to Minnesota, "Hey, I have a challenge every week. Every team has a blindside pass rusher. They're paid big bucks to get after the quarterback." Well, if Bakhtiari keeps playing like this, pretty soon he'll be getting big bucks too. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time. We're back to the Packers' opening possession of the game. Notice how Allen is not lined up. Oops, I lost my tool because I had to reset.